Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for day 12. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare provider of the Cincinnati Bengals. After Thursday's preseason opener at Kansas City, the Bengals returned to the practice field on Saturday, and it was family day inside of Paul Brown Stadium. The next time we will see the Bengals on this field will be the first home preseason game. That's coming up in 1 week, next Saturday night at 7 against the New York Jets. The Bengals added a player today, former Arkansas quarterback Tyler Wilson, who was a fourth-round pick by the Raiders last year and who had been in the Titans camp earlier this year. Cincinnati needed another quarterback in camp because backup QB Jason Campbell suffered a bruised elbow in that preseason game on Thursday and will miss at least a few days of practice.
We know we're taking it one day at a time. You know, I know the doctors, you know, said their analogy, but at the same time, you know, everyone's body works different. So, you know, we'll see, you know, how the process goes, you know, here as the week goes. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, getting back out there.
Campbell's injury means more reps for third-string quarterback Matt Scott, who threw two fourth-quarter touchdown passes at Kansas City despite throwing up on the field. Believe it or not, he's done the toss-your-cookies, toss-a-touchdown combo before.
A couple times in college, actually. Yeah, we played USC and threw up, same type of deal, came back next play, threw the same pass for a touchdown.
The Bengals pumped in crowd noise at Saturday's family day practice to make it a little bit more difficult for the offense, trying to simulate what it's like on a road game when you're dealing with that noise and making calls and checks at the line of scrimmage. Perhaps that was one reason why I thought it was a good day for the Bengals defense. Several pass deflections during practice and a pick six by Reggie Nelson.
The Bengals hit the road for practice on Monday, heading to the Dayton area. The site is West Carrollton High School. Practice is from roughly 5:30 to 7, followed by an autograph session. It is free and open to the public. I'm Dan Hoard, and that is your Bengals training camp report.